It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Security researchers and IT departments everywhere are grappling with shell shock, a new and potentially widespread security hole in computer systems around the world. Shell shock has existed for years in foundational operating systems called Linux and Unix, which are used all over the place, from Apple computers to those that host major websites like Facebook. It's now being compared in scope to the Heartbleed security bug we were talking about back in April. How serious is this? Here's Matthew Green, assistant professor at Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute.
So this is not like Heartbleed. It's actually much, much worse, unfortunately. So Heartbleed was a bug where you could get information off of the computer. And that's pretty scary because that information could be your password. This is a bug where you can actually take control of the computer.
And this idea of hackers remotely controlling computers has experts very worried. An estimated 500 million machines could be vulnerable. We'll keep you posted as things develop. We've been talking about television and technology all this week, and one of the best-known pieces of evidence that we're living in a brave new world of television is the streaming company Netflix, which has proved to be much more than a digital version of your old video store. It's also network, studio, and broadcaster. And its head of content is Ted Sarandos. Ted, thanks for chatting with me.
I'm glad to be here.
There's more than one place for people to find movies online these days. How do you think about picking up shows and movies that set Netflix apart from other services?
Well, the things that we focus on in our original programming are shows that would otherwise be pretty difficult to do on television.
Do you think that the actual content of the show is unique because of the fact that it streams online?
So I think it's really important to think of the distinction of a Netflix show. It's actually built to be watched on Netflix. There's no commercial breaks, obviously. Because we don't do that, we get so much more running time to create more rich characters and more complex storylines. And the writers can assume that the viewers have seen last week's episode because they just watched it 10 minutes ago.
The decisions that you make about which shows you pick up, are they affected by the huge amount of data that I can only assume you are pulling in on users?
What the data helps us do is size up a show. If this show is well executed, it could have a really large audience and therefore will invest a huge amount of money into it.
Is there anything that you've learned from the data that has really surprised you?
Well, I would say that the broad appeal of Orange is the New Black, and it skews younger and more male than we anticipated, it's actually a product of co-viewing. You know, where a show that you fall in love with and you drag your partner into.
Do you ever see evidence of, I will admit what I do, which is I buy HBO for 2 months so that I can watch Game of Thrones and then I cancel it?
You know, it's super easy to join and super easy to cancel because generally what we found out was some people come in and out of a subscription and the easier you make it to leave, the more likely they come back.
Ted Sarandos is the chief content officer at Netflix. Ted, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, it feels like perfect timing that the research firm KPMG has a new report out saying that 85% of the most popular television shows are indeed available legally online. A good reminder that, yes, you can cut the cord if you truly want to. It's Silicon Valley time. My guest this week, Joe Hansen, host of the PBS digital web series teaching everyday science called It's Okay to Be Smart. Joe, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yes, no, or maybe.
40 degrees south.
I'm going to go with the island that the sellers of Alibaba are going to buy for themselves.
That is an excellent guess. This week, we learned that Google's Project Loon will be off the ground within the next year. You heard about this Project Loon thing?
No, I haven't.
It's the company's internet beaming balloons. They'll float in a ring around the 40th southern parallel, providing internet access to pilot testers in the southern hemisphere. All right, you got something for me?
7%.
7% of people who remember what Heartbleed was are going to remember what shell shock is.
That is the percentage of Americans who believe the moon landing was a hoax, which was thoroughly debunked this week by a computer graphics card maker, NVIDIA. these people love to point at the light and shadows in the moon photos and that there's no stars in the background. So NVIDIA used the most advanced light simulation known to man to hopefully put that to rest.
All right, I got something for you. About 7 liras.
That would be the price of an espresso in the Vatican City.
And maybe true. I'm actually talking about Turkey. Turkish engineers are road testing an electric car that can travel 500 kilometers on a 4-hour charge, which cost is 7 liras or $3.30 just about.
Well, next time I'm in Turkey, I know I don't have to pack my own electric car. That's good.
Okay, you got something for me?
$26 million.
How much an Apple person lost when the stock took a little dive after all of these reports about bending phones and stuff like that?
Great guess, but we have to go across the Pacific for this one.
Ah.
That's how much less it costs to send India's Mars orbiter mission to Mars compared to the budget of the movie Gravity.
Let's be honest, though. The movie looked great.
Yeah, I don't think the Mars orbiter mission stars George Clooney.
Joe Hansen is a biologist, a science writer, and the host of the web series It's Okay to Be Smart. Joe, thank you for playing along, man.
Thanks for having me.
There's a special version of Silicon Tally for listeners and a lot more from our TV and tech series at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.